Acknowledgements. It's not an easy balancing act to try and cover the vast expanse of fundamental physics in a short book such as this, aimed at a lay audience, while still having the space to allow for a level of detail that takes into account the very latest thinking in many topics and to weave them together. I leave you to be the judge of whether I've succeeded or not. I also wanted to avoid regurgitating some of the overused metaphors and analogies that one so often reads in popular science books. Many of these eventually go out of date, or even turn out to be wrong, given our advancing understanding. And even if all this can be achieved, there is another problem. The island of our physics knowledge is surrounded by an ocean of the yet-to-be-explained. But this island is growing in size all the time. This book is meant to be an exploration of its shoreline, the very limits of our current understanding. But describing this shoreline concisely and accurately is not an easy undertaking for any one person. Although I can call upon over 3 decades of research in theoretical physics, 1/4 of a century of university teaching, and almost as long as a science communicator and author, honing my skills in finding the right language to use to unpack complex concepts, I'm nevertheless very well aware of my limitations when it comes to fully understanding those areas of physics outside my expertise. I'm therefore enormously indebted to colleagues and collaborators for all the many fruitful discussions I've had with them over the years. I'm also very grateful to all those who gave up their precious time to read through this manuscript, and in doing so, offered me advice and suggestions that have helped fill in the gaps in my understanding. Often they suggested subtle changes to the wording to make an explanation more precise, while never sacrificing clarity and simplicity. I have enjoyed being just a little polemical here and there in expressing my views on unresolved problems in physics. I've tried as much as possible to highlight where there is still debate and speculation, particularly where I've been critical of the consensus view, whether in the foundations of quantum mechanics or in the choice of preferred approaches to quantum gravity or inflation theory. My excuse is that these are not necessarily my personal views alone, even though I stand by them, but rather the views of physicists whom I respect and who work at the very forefront of research in their fields. I would, in particular, like to thank my colleagues in the physics department at the University of Surrey, Justin Reed, Paul Stevenson, and Andrea Rocco, for their many useful comments. I'm also grateful to Michael Strauss at Princeton for clarifying a number of aspects on astronomy, and to Andrew Ponson at UCL, with whom I've had several fruitful recent discussions on the nature of dark matter and the meaning of inflation theory. Thanks also go to 2 of my favourite science writers, Philip Ball and John Gribbin, for their insights which have been invaluable. I've tried as best I can to take into account all the comments and suggestions by those named. No doubt there will still be details that some might not entirely agree with, but hopefully there aren't too many of these. One thing I know for sure is that they've made this book far better than I could have hoped for had I not sought their help. I have for many years now had the pleasure of presenting the BBC Radio 4 series, The Life Scientific, in which I interview many of the world's leading scientists. This has given me the opportunity to dig a little deeper into the latest ideas in fundamental physics, in particular in esoteric areas such as particle physics and cosmology. As such, I'm indebted to Sean Carroll, Frank Close, Paul Davies, Faye Dowker, Carlos Frank, Peter Higgs, Lawrence Krauss, Roger Penrose, and Carlo Rovelli, all of whom have been wonderful guests on my program. If there's anything in this book they don't wholeheartedly endorse, and I'm sure there will be, then I hope they forgive me. They didn't read the manuscript, but their insights have certainly helped clarify my thinking. Finally, I owe a huge debt of gratitude to my editor at Princeton University Press, Ingrid Gnerlich, for her enthusiastic support, advice, and suggestions on the book's structure and format that have helped me mould it into its final version, with much appreciated additional help from my copy editor, Annie Gottlieb. It goes without saying that the biggest thank yous go to my lovely wife, Julie, for her patience and support, and to my almost as lovely agent, Patrick Walsh. we make a good team. We hope you've enjoyed this Princeton University Press audiobook of The World According to Physics, written and read by me, Jim Al-Khalili. It was produced for Princeton University Press by Sound Understanding. The text copyright is Jim Al-Khalili 2020, and the production copyright is Princeton University Press 2020, all rights reserved. For more information about this and all of our unabridged audiobooks, please visit press.princeton.edu.